let's move to our next set of three presentations. So first, we're going to hear from Yong Zheng.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for inviting me to give this self-introduction talk. I'm a new postdoc here working on scattering amplitude. I got my PhD in Beijing. I spent my last year at Uppsala University, collaborated with Oliver Slaughterer on string amplitude. I have been here before, working with Freddy Cagazzo on high-key CHY formulas. I'm interested in many aspects of scattering amplitude. Recently, I pay more attention to perturbative string amplitude. Scattering amplitudes in string theories are derived from the moduli space integrals over punctured washes of various genera. The integrants are correlation functions in a conformal field theory on a washed of vertex operators encoding the scattering data. Simplified representations of the integrated correlators become increasingly important, not only for the sake of computational efficiency, but primarily to unravel elegant structures and relations of string amplitudes and their field theory limit. For example, at tree level, the basis of functions used in a string integrand can be spanned by the so-called Park-Taylor factors, i.e. a product of 1 over z minus z. One can check this identity algebraically. This simple fact already determines the so-called KK relations. For example, among all n minus 1 factorial color ordered endpoint Gron amplitude, the above identity means that only n minus 2 factorial of them are independent. The string integrand is always accompanied by the so-called Cobardeaux factor, which acts as the regulator of the string integral. On the support of IBP, one can further derive the following relations. These relations explain the so-called BCJ relations of field theory amplitude and tree level string amplitude. For example, among all n minus 2 factorial color ordered Gron amplitude, the above identities means that only n minus 3 factorial of them are independent. The number of bases is fairly reduced. Further elaborations would need to KELT double copy relations, which express, for example, the amplitude of a graviton as the square of Young Mutes. The field theory limit of the string amplitude is closely related to the CHY formulas. So at the genus 1, we need a lot of doubly periodic elliptic functions defined on a torus. We also find some relations of the integrand layer. Their field theory limit leads to the double copy of a loop integrand of Young Mu theory and gravity theory. So this double copy can also be obtained by the forward limit of the tree level CHY formula. But the result of one loop CHY formula is very different from the conventional result. I mean, those obtained from the Feynman diagrams. In particular, the momentum in a one loop CHY formula is very difficult to be integrated. So in practice, the one loop CHY formula has little use. However, it seems the strings low more than particles. In string theories, we can define some functions, which roughly speaking, is invariant under the transformation of A cycle, I mean the red cycle, and the B cycle, the blue cycle of the torus. Their fair theory limit had perfect application in a one loop CHY formula. They can produce proper normal loop propagator. So in this sense, we can say the string theory makes the one loop CHY formula alive, and we can use it to study many one loop relationships at loads of tree level. So recently, it was proposed that recently the celestial amplitudes are proposed by the many transformation of the conventional amplitudes in a bulk. CFT methods on a boundary can be used to study the amplitudes. I'm also interested in it. So that's all. Thanks for your attention.